Today, we return to chapter 5 of Ephesians. The first three chapters of the book of Ephesians tells us what we have gained in Christ, the amazing things that we have gained. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 puts it so eloquently that we have been made alive in Christ. Our eternal life is secure in Christ, that we have been raised with him. So as we unite with God's Spirit, part of our spirit is there, raised with Christ, not only to eternity, but also into heaven, and are seated with him in the heavenly places. We are seated there with Christ, our intercessor, our Savior. Tremendous. And so as we get into the second half of Ephesians, chapters 4, 5, and 6, it begins to focus more on our responsibility. And in chapter 5, as it begins, it tells us to be imitators of God, to imitate the work of Jesus. Be imitators of God as dear children in Christ. We are to imitate Jesus's love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his care, his consideration, his sacrifice. This is to become our credo, our hallmark, our attempt at being as much as possible like him. And so we're told in verse 21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So part of this imitation is to imitate Christ's submission. Jesus submitted himself to the Father on behalf of us because of his love for us, because of the Father's love for us. Jesus sacrificed himself. And so we are to sacrifice ourselves on behalf of Christ. We are to submit to one another. Now, this submission is broken up by Paul into several different categories. He goes from the general idea of submission to some very specific examples. He talks about the relationship of a husband and a wife. He talks about the relationship of children to their parents. He talks about the relationship of a slave to a master. In each one of these, we can find lessons on submission. Submission in relationship, when we are equally yoked in a marriage relationship, what does that look like? When we are in a mentorship relationship, where we are subservient to someone as a child is subservient to the authority over him in the parents, how are we to behave? In other words, how do we respond to authority? And then in the workplace, when we're faced with employer-employee relationships, what does that look like? Each time coming back to the idea of submission. And so, verse 22 begins, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, for which he is Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." This particular verse has been used out of context and without consideration of the next series of verses to oppress women in many cultures, and even for some husbands to exploit their authority over their wives. That's not what this verse teaches. This verse teaches that a wife is to submit to her husband. Why? Because Christ submitted to his Father on behalf of those he loved. So a wife is to submit to a husband because of her love for her husband. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, Husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does for the church, for we are members of his body. Christ died for the church. Christ intercedes for the church. Christ protects the church. Christ's love feeds the church, instructs the church. So a husband should die to his own agenda, the things that he's ambitious for in his own world, and consider how each thing he does impacts the one he loves, his wife. And because they are one body, when he loves his wife, he's loving his own body. So, husbands submit just as wives submit. And in the Christian relationship, it is a relationship where each party is in submission for the sake of Christ's love, being imitators of God as dear children in Christ, not exploiting one another, but working together for solidarity, for unity, and for love. So the marriage relationship is healthiest when both partners consider the other partner above themselves and behave in the same way that Christ behaved with regards to his church. Have a great Sunday.